Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gabor.io, and I'm here today with Rahul Vijay, the head of tech deals and supply chain at Uber. Good afternoon, Rahul. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for inviting me out, Mark.
Thanks for joining us. Normally I do a lot of startups. I'd say almost everybody in the world knows about your company, Uber. So why don't we start with what you did before Uber? What's your history? Just give us a brief background of what you did up until this point.
So did tech deals for other companies like Walmart.com, Atlassian, Cypress Semiconductors. I was in sales BD for a little while in tech. Before that, did some management consulting, started with building stuff. I was a software engineer at Bank of America, hardware engineer at Dell. So been around, and also I sit on some boards of some startups and some big companies. Been around from building technology to consulting on technology to selling and now partnering with companies to get the best technology for Uber.
Well, and I'm not going to ask you what Uber does because, again, most people know, but why don't you tell us what you do for them as the head of tech deals and supply chain?
So my team manages some of the key technology relationships that Uber has and our partnership with these tech companies. And for us, supply chain means we build our own hardware and fill our data centers with our hardware. So we manage the supply chain of all those goods coming into our facilities. Long story short, my team is the conduit to manage the technology partners that Uber has.
And is that both hardware and software?
Hardware, software, connectivity, cloud, data center.
Wow. So that's quite a lot of responsibility because last I looked, you guys were handling a lot of volume every day.
Yeah, we need all of these different technology partners to fulfill their role as partners of Uber to get us to go where we want to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, very cool. So you've been doing this for a while now. Uber is a major corporation, but the pandemic hit. How did that affect your company as a whole, in particular, your particular role? I mean, some of your business probably increased and some decreased. Is that true?
Yeah, so I think pandemic was an interesting situation for Uber and a lot of teams, including mine. It's public knowledge that Uber Rides business decreased significantly, but Uber delivery business, which includes Uber Eats, increased tremendously. So it was a sort of natural hedge between rides business and our mobility business and our delivery business. And, and it's public knowledge that we had a layoff back in May timeframe, partly because the world was going through a different difficult patch. But since then, I think the company has been rebounding very solidly.
Okay, and then I'm assuming you have data centers all over the world, correct? And you have people all over the world, right? So has your view on remote work changed since the pandemic? Were you mainly trying to keep people in offices in certain locations, or have you decided to look out more and just look for the best talent available?
So we have had offices in more than 70 countries and 700 metro cities around the world. If anything, what the pandemic showed us is that a lot more remote stuff can happen. So we consolidated a lot of our individual offices into central hub locations. So people can go into those hub locations or work remotely or do a combination of both. And we have been open in various tech and operation circles to have remote work. Pandemic definitely accelerated the pace of how acceptable it is to do that.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you personally think is going to be the future of remote work? Do you think it's here to stay? I mean, look at, like, start with your company and just for then companies, the average company out there?
You know, I don't speak for all companies or even for Uber for this, but my personal opinion is that people are more accepting of remote work right now. And I know not a lot of work can be done remotely. It requires teams and people to be in person. But people are fundamentally going to ask questions in the boardroom that which of these, what percentage of your organizations can be remote? So it's always going to be a shade of gray, but I would assume that more and more of the work is going to get transformed to being worked remotely.
Very cool. So, and you know, since you live in San Francisco, have you noticed that there's been a bit of an exodus from the city of San Francisco, and do you think that will continue?
I think I've seen, definitely noticed an exodus, falling rents, falling. Failing businesses, etc. But I think it's all very much hinged, in my opinion, on vaccines. And if things come back and cities open up, people are going to come back again and take advantage of cheaper rents available right now.
Yes, the rents are definitely cheaper now. There's no doubt about that. So Rahul, I want to thank you for your time today. It's great talking to you. Normally I say good luck to most companies, but I'm sure Uber is going to be around for many, many years to come. So have a great 2021.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the invitation.
All right. Bye.